And so is the discussion about it. We've got Dr. Deb Stroman, professor at the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC, on the line to talk sports. But Deb, thanks for joining us again. We're going to spend our time talking about what's happening off the field here, because this is a really significant issue that not only talks about, or not only suggests the importance of the sports world, as you've said on a number of occasions, to the larger political discourse, but also has a huge number of implications for issues, uncomfortable and troubling issues that we really should be spending more time discussing as a people to begin with.
You're exactly right. And as much as I want to talk about this FBI investigation with college basketball and Coach Rick Pitino of Louisville being dismissed with the athletic director, I think this larger concern around patriotism, around our flag, around racial injustice, and certainly having our president, President Trump, speaking negatively about professional football players, it is definitely worth our time and our examination, not just today, but I'm hoping all Americans take the time to just sit and think and reflect and have dialogue around this subject. But I think what is really disturbing in many fronts, and I'm a firm believer that where you stand often depends on where you sit, but for the President of the United States to call Americans SOBs, and to the extent that media has to beep out his comments, that is a very, very sad day in our country. Our country supports peaceful protests, and I don't believe that the president can pick and choose which peaceful protest is warranted or is acceptable. But what really blew up is that after President Trump's tweets, his comments about the NFL and about the players that were kneeling, the Sunday games really just exploded in terms of support. Over 200 NFL players did not stand during the national anthem before the games on Sunday, and there were six who refused to stand the week before. But we had several owners. They linked arms with their teams. We even had some of the national anthem singers who took a knee following their performances. So it's very, very in front of us right now. And as LeBron James states, the arguably the best basketball player on the planet, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, he stated that he feels that President Trump is now trying to use sport to divide the country.
And this certainly seems to be the case in the last few days. Do you worry that, I mean, this began with Colin Kaepernick a year ago, and he initially sat, and then after speaking with a number of people, including military people, decided he was going to take a knee. That was initially meant to be a gesture of respect to the flag and to the anthem and to the military, while simultaneously protesting against racial injustice, which is something that, again, our short attention spans are such that we've forgotten that aspect of it from a year ago. Mm-hmm. But this was meant to be a protest against racial injustice. Last weekend, Donald Trump successfully made it all about himself. So are you worried that going forward, this is going to be seen as and conceived as a Trump anti-Trump thing, and the initial message of let's speak out against and talk about racial injustice and racial inequity will get lost?
Well, there is no doubt there are people out there who believe that President Trump has a mental health problem, disease. Some people say dementia. Others would say that he is a brilliant strategist and one of the best marketers in America, and so he knows exactly what he's doing. But clearly, he was speaking to his base. Mm-hmm. And how do you define his base? There are probably as many answers to that question as there are people who support the NFL in all of this. But the time that he said it, where he said it, down in Huntsville, Alabama, and certainly the people who are getting fired up about supporting the flag and the national anthem are those who have supported Trump during his candidacy and now his being in the office. But if we go back to the point that you stated, where Colin Kaepernick was using the anthem or a flag as a vehicle to protest inequality, police brutality, and racism, we have to ask that question or have that conversation that's uncomfortable for many, many Americans. Is the country fulfilling its promise to provide equal protection for all its citizens? And instead of looking at changing the subject and talking about the flag and how that is a symbol for the soldiers, it's just amazing how we kind of just blank out all the different ways where people could argue that we're disrespecting the flag. When you go into a bar and you're watching a sporting event, people don't stop eating, they don't stop drinking, they don't take off their hats. When you're at your home gatherings, many times people use that time to either focus on which musical artist is playing or that's the bathroom run or popcorn run. And then I like the analogy I heard the other day where someone said, when people march, they're not protesting the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll add, when people put flyers on the walls, they aren't protesting the building construction. This was just an opportunity to use this vehicle during this time. And like you stated, respectfully, Colin Kaepernick was sitting on the bench. And his friend, Nate Boyer, a Navy SEAL, asked him if it would be more respectful if you take the knee. And so that's what he did. But we're not talking about that issue around what is happening with many Black Americans. With the legacy of slavery and discrimination and racism in this country, we're not talking about that.
And we're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Keenan Flagler Business School and sports commentator in this case. And we're talking about this very significant question, which is always an uncomfortable question because the answer is never an entirely positive one, which is, are we living up to the values that we claim to espouse as Americans, as people who believe in the Constitution, as people who believe in freedom and equality and democracy? This is always going to be a constant struggle to live up to those values. There's always going to be a gap between the ideal and where we are. And people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that argument. And I mean, people are complaining now about the protests at the national anthem, but this is I think another example of the extent to which, and this applies to all of us to some degree or the other, we don't for the most part believe the arguments that we make half the time. And in this case, you've got people who say that they're offended because people are protesting against the national anthem. They're taking a knee. It's disrespectful. If the same people were taking a knee, doing exactly the same thing for a cause like supporting the military or raising awareness of the crisis in Puerto Rico or taking a knee on behalf of to raise funds for cancer treatment or something like that, no one would bat an eye or have a problem with it, which suggests that it's not the act that people are upset by, it's the content, which also explains why every single time people try to speak out against racial injustice, people always seem to have a problem with the way that they do it, and it doesn't end up mattering what the way is. It's the content of the argument that people are upset with, and that says more about the people who are complaining than anything else.
Again, you are spot on. People don't want to talk about the history of this country and racism and what is happening to people of color, brown and black people in our country. It is a very, very uncomfortable conversation, and far too often people tend to individualize it. Well, my ancestors didn't have slaves, or lynching is over. You can go vote. You can go to college. We don't look at the systemic, the structural, the collective. And until we can do that in our small conversations with our family and friends, with strangers, whether you're in a business meeting or a workshop to talk about this, until our politicians and leaders start having this conversation around the collective work. What are we doing as the collective, not you individually? And far too often, people want to continue to look at their own experience and say, I'm not racist. I didn't do this. I believe it. I'm colorblind. That is not going to heal our country. And I agree with you. If Colin Kaepernick had changed the message from racism and inequality to soldiers instead of black men or Latinos, or I wonder if people would then support him. and talk about the unequal treatment around health care, adequate benefits, job opportunities. If you look at all the different institutions and agencies in the United States, brown and black people have poorer outcomes, and we can't just keep dismissing it. And again, if we want healing, if we want a better country, then we will have this conversation. What is also tough in all of this is the NFL is in a really, really difficult place. We're talking about paid patriotism. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Colin Kaepernick supporter, you believe in the boycott, you're creating awareness of this police brutality. But on the other side, if you're a Colin Kaepernick hater or you don't support, well, then you want a boycott because the NFL is allowing these players to kneel or not come out of the locker room during the anthem. And I think it was Donald Trump Jr. who even called out the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, and made some comment about domestic abuse and brain injuries in the league and how he needs to pay more attention to, you know, what's happening with our anthem and firing these guys. So it's just a very, very difficult time. We have to make note that the NFL players, they didn't even have to stand for the national anthem until 2009. Mm-hmm. And many people saw it was just a marketing strategy so that the athletes would look more patriotic. But the NFL is definitely in a very, very difficult place right now.
And given that, I would love to see, because this is something that we unfortunately so rarely see in America today. And I say today, this is, I think, kind of a general thing throughout history. But we so rarely see instances where people are willing to take an economic hit in order to do the right thing. What I would love to see, and I don't know if we're going to see it, we'll see over the next couple of weeks, I guess, is for NFL owners to continue to stand with their players and defend the choice that they make, regardless of what that choice is. If they choose to take a knee, NFL owners standing with their players and saying, you know what, if our ratings go down 4 points, if our merchandise sales go down 5%, there are more important things than that, and I'm going to focus on the more important things right now. That would be something very, very positive to see, and that would send a positive message. I worry that that would get lost in the midst of everything else, though.
Well, there's no doubt that the owners of the NFL are big, big capitalists. And Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, arguably the best NFL franchise over the past 10, 15 years, he made a $1 million donation to Donald Trump. Mm. And yet he knew what he would lose if the NFL's numbers were to decrease. And so he chose to be with his big moneymaker, the NFL. And we know the sport billionaires tend to put money wherever they feel it's going to be advantage to their bottom line. So he went with Donald Trump, and I'm sure there were times where he has given money to the other side as well. But the money that they make on the NFL, I think that's where their money will go. I think that's where their values will go. In terms of the ratings, it is very, very confusing. You know, since the NFL is by far the most popular sport in the United States, and the games are the most popular live sports events on television, it's very, very hard to attribute any of this protest to any type of drop in ratings. Between 2015 and 2016, there was an 8% drop, but that could be anything from Tom Brady got suspended, Peyton Manning retired, the whole, I think it was the presidential race that was polarizing. Some people said the lineups, the lack of compelling games. So there are many, many reasons. The concussions, just the physical toll of football. So people say there are many reasons for it to go down. So it'll be hard to actually pinpoint if this truly has an effect.
What do you think is going to come of all this in the next couple of weeks? Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, I think it will continue. There were some players, and I think this was a super idea, that they're asking the commissioner to create a social activism month. And I think they said November, but that would be the month where players could be who they are as employees and protest and make your statement. But for the rest of the time, for the most part, you could just go about your business. And like you said earlier, there are many other causes that players or employees that people have to support and they don't necessarily support. How would you feel if your employer asked you to support abortion rights when you were against that? How would you feel if you were asked to support Catholic charities and you were an atheist or a Muslim? And so the NFL players feel that they should have a right to be able to support or campaign for things that they support and not always just be what the NFL has selected for them, like they're being used as marketing agents. But I do believe that the protests will continue because we still have injustice and people are still being killed and harmed by discrimination, by racism. And these young men are very, very committed to this. And many of them do have family and friends who are in the military, so it's important for us to separate the two. And I think overall, the more people get educated on how complex this is in terms of the NFL not always having in fact, it's not even required today that you stand for the anthem. But as more people get educated, I think we'll get a better outcome.
And do you, and we've got to wrap up here in a couple minutes, but sort of with that in mind, how do you think this ends? I mean, if you're standing up for or taking a knee for a protest against racial injustice, that's a structural thing. That's a long-term thing. It's not going to be the issue is not going to be resolved tomorrow or next week or next year or 10 years from now. It's going to be an ongoing struggle. So when does this particular protest end, or does it ever?
I don't think it will ever end, but in terms of the image of having an NFL player, and we know it's happening with other sports, and I just heard someone in the NHL talking about it. We had a Major League Baseball player. But I think this is a flashpoint, and certainly not having Colin Kaepernick in the NFL right now, that has a big effect as well. But I think it will end with the NFL sitting down and having meetings with players, with leaders, bringing people together, making a commitment to support any type of work that is against racism. It will culminate in some type of coming together for the NFL so that players can say, my employer is working to make a difference, and in fact, I'm a part of that. I'm on some committee or some new project to assist. And of course, as long as President Trump continues to fire the flame in this area and in other areas where he's invoking a lot of controversy and take a side, it'll probably shift because President Trump has proven during his short time in office, he will go from different movements to garner, attention, marketing, to make a statement, right or wrong, but he just keeps moving. And that is the nature of his presidency.
Dr. Deb Stroman, we got to let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.